This weekend, Latinos across the world are celebrating Día de los Muertos, or Day of the Dead. It's a holiday when people honor and remember their deceased loved ones. And for Latino residents living in Cache Valley, the holiday has taken on an even deeper meaning. KUER's Rocio Hernandez reports it's become an opportunity to show the resiliency of their community.
Remember me, though I have...
If you've watched the Disney movie Coco, you're already familiar with Day of the Dead. It's a holiday that originated in Mexico and is celebrated on November 1st and 2nd. Like the movie shows, people believe that during this period, the spirits of the dead temporarily come back to the land of the living.
You're all really out there.
You thought we weren't?
Well, I don't know.
To prepare for these visits, families create mini shrines called altares. They're decorated with pictures of loved ones, candles, flowers, and foods that the deceased enjoyed eating in life. Lisette Cruz says she felt Coco helped non-Latinos better understand what Day of the Dead is about.
Before people say Day of the Dead, oh, I don't want to celebrate the dead. We're not celebrating the dead. We're remembering and we're celebrating their life and who they were.
Now the 31-year-old Mexican immigrant is part of a group called the Latinx Creative Society, working to give Cache Valley Latinos a voice. And one of the ways they do this is through their annual Day of the Dead celebration. They walk through the Utah State University campus and downtown Logan wearing traditional Mexican clothing and calavera, or skull, face paint.
It's my culture, but I want other people to learn about it because that's the way that we can unite. Then we don't see each other foreign. That way I felt. I don't want other people to feel the way I did.
Cruz is referring to a time when she felt isolated as a new student at Providence Elementary near Logan. Cruz's family moved from California to Cache Valley around 1996. She said at that time, she was the only student of color in the whole school.
Everybody saw me as different because everybody was white and I was brown. It's just they would look at me like I was different. I'm like, why are you a different color? Why is your eyes not blue, you know?
Cache Valley's Latino population has grown since Cruz's childhood. 2 decades ago, Latinos made up less than 3% of the region, according to a report by Utah Community Data Project. Today, they make up about 10% of Cache Valley's population. But the community felt a significant blow in 2006. That's the year when immigration officers raided a Hiram meatpacking plant and detained close to 150 local workers.
And families were split, but ever since, we needed a way to heal and understand what had happened.
That's Crescencio Lopez Gonzalez. He's a USU professor who helped organize Logan's first Day of the Dead celebration 4 years ago.
It was a way to coming together and saying to the whole community, to the whole Cache Valley, that we were still here.
Those of you that are dressed, can you come up here to the front?
On Friday morning, more than 50 people gathered in front of the old main building in the center of campus to take part in the procession. Others joined in later or watched. Lopez and his wife Cristina came dressed as El Catrín and La Catrina, two popular Day of the Dead symbols. Lopez was dressed in a black suit and large paper mache skull mask with two cutouts for the eyes and a cigar in the skull's mouth.
Can you see out of it?
Yes, yes.
Can you breathe out of it?
Yes.
Meanwhile, his wife Cristina was dressed in a white wedding gown and veil, calavera face paint, and a crown and bouquet made of bright orange marigolds. Then another Katrina opened up the celebration with a blessing.
Spirits from the north! Espíritus del norte, bienvenidos! We welcome you!
And with that blessing, the group launched into singing traditional Mexican songs. USU student Abby Griffith, who identifies as Caucasian American, was one of the people who attended the celebration. This year, she made her own altar at home for a class assignment. She chose to honor her dad, who died last year.
It was a really cool experience because you're able to look at all of the really good memories that you have, and it also brought my family together.
After the event, Lopez says he hopes it gives Latinos an opportunity to reconnect with their culture. And for the Anglo-Americans who joined them, Lopez hoped it fostered understanding.
The message is, don't be afraid of us. Don't be scared of us. We are here to share our culture, to share our traditions, and we want to be your neighbors.
Lopez's dream is that Cache Valley Latinos and their neighbors can one day become a true family. Rocio Hernandez, KUER News.